News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now it's 8:17. Health insurer policyholders with Irish Life can expect to see a 5% jump in premiums from the start of this July. This comes after the insurer provider increased costs by 4.5% in only January. And Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, which is a Loughton company, joins us now. Dermot, more bad news for consumers today. Is there any value still to be had out there in health insurance?
Yeah, I think, Ciara, there's still value, and health insurance has probably still never been more important given the challenges in the public system. But I have to say, we weren't expecting this second increase so early. It looks like it is being driven by quite a sizable increase in the volume and the cost of claims coming from the private hospitals in particular. But what it means for consumers is that from the 1st of July, Irish Life Health members will now have to deal with a second increase of an average of 5% on the back of the first one they already brought in January.
Okay.
Of a similar percentage. And that's going to mean for a typical family of two adults and two children, I mean, the latest increase could add 160 to 220 to the annual bill. But you also, when you bear in mind the first one from January, the cumulative effect could be double that. So consumers will have to brace themselves for quite sizable increases, unfortunately.
So you could be looking at, for a family over this year, 500 quid or something like that by way of a hike. We're hearing that noise is that when one of them move, they all move. So VHI and Laya may follow suit. So does that mean that there's no point in moving policy, that if they're all going to move in an upward direction, you might as well stay where you are, or is switching still a good idea?
No, do you know what, Ciara? Switching is definitely still a good idea. And to give you examples, so even though Irish Life have now announced the second price increase, but they have lots of plans, like they have a range of these health guide plans, which are really, really good schemes and good corporate plans. They didn't go up in January at all because they were new schemes. And our understanding is they're only going up by about 2.5%.
Okay.
So our advice to every consumer is never accept these increases, especially if they're double digit. So you must shop around and start with your current insurer, because you'll still be surprised they have, like, with 330 options, they still have options to suit everybody that might match your budget, and it means you don't have to switch. But Ciara, if they don't have something that matches your requirements, then absolutely, then you need to shop around and see what the other insurers have.
Okay.
Look, there's still free cover deals for children. There's still new plans being launched all the time. But unfortunately, it looks like we're now back to the bad old days of, you know, high single digit or double digit increases.
But inertia is the worst thing. If you stick where you are and just keep paying, you'll end up paying way over the odds. Is that the kind of bottom line for people?
It is. It is. And look, you know, an awful lot of people, particularly older members who are fearful of change, they will auto-renew. And the insurance companies love those customers because they get the extra 10 to 15% from them each year without really having to work too hard for the business. So, you know, we would say to all of those people, look, you know, when you see a price increase like this, that really is the warning call. You must basically engage with the insurance companies. And all you do, Ciara, you phone them up and simply say, I can't afford that. Now, do you have a lower cost equivalent plan that gives me similar to what I have, but that's more in line with the premium I paid last year? And don't be afraid to tell them your budget. Give them the figure that you can afford and let them work off that to find a plan that suits
you. That's really interesting. So you say, I'm looking for an equivalent plan, would you mean kind of similar cover, that's cheaper. And are they obliged to always tell you?
Absolutely. If they have a plan on their product suite that does that, they must, and in fairness, they will show it to you. And another thing here for people to say is at the end of the call, when they propose a plan that sounds, let's just say, reasonable and so forth, all you have to say is, OK, before I accept that, you're just confirming that is the best plan that you have. There's no other plan that you've overlooked or whatever that would give me better value before I basically say go ahead.
So they might tell you one that's better than the one that you have, but there could be a better one again. But if you ask for the best, okay. Lastly, I was going to ask you, I know sometimes people ask about the corporate plans, even if they aren't involved in corporations. They can do that too, can't they?
Absolutely. Every plan on the market is available to every consumer, whether you're 26 or 86. So if you find a plan, like if you have a family relative working in one of these large corporates, you know, ask them the name of the plan that they have, and you can phone up that insurer and ask for that plan by name. Those health guide schemes, Ciara, that I mentioned that are available now from Irish Life with pretty much a minimal price increase, they are corporate plans. But once again, every plan is available to everybody. And actually, that's the other thing here as well. At the end of that call, when you say to them, just to make sure there's nothing you've overlooked, also say, by the way, when you're checking plans for me, I want you to basically check out all your corporate plans as well. So the person in the insurance company will know you've done your homework, you know exactly what you're looking for, and they will have to basically respond, you know, because those calls are recorded.
Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.